You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, October 24th, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in 15 minutes or less, or your next podcast is free. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and I would be grateful if you left a review while you're there. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Silent Hill 2. But first, skimming the headlines, and it looks like Guerrilla Games has no interest in returning to Killzone. Speaking with the Washington Post, art director Roy Postma says, quote, "We are done with it as a team. As a studio, we needed to refresh the palette. It was by choice," unquote. So I guess don't expect a new Killzone game anytime soon, at least from Guerrilla. As someone who doesn't find the Horizon games particularly interesting or entertaining, this bums me out. Killzone always had that gritty realism of like the early Call of Duty games combined with a cool sci-fi setting, and I thought that was really neat, and I was hoping to see more of that eventually. Maybe they could outsource a sequel or even a reboot to another team. We'll see. Guerrilla's next game, Lego Horizon, arrives on PlayStation, PC, and Switch next month. Art isn't supposed to be perfect. A song isn't great because everything is in perfect tune. And a painting isn't great because every stroke is exactly in the right spot. It's the imperfections that are oftentimes what gives something character. And that's exactly how I feel about 2001's Silent Hill 2. You know, it doesn't have amazing combat, the camera is sometimes frustrating, and the voice acting often comes across as awkward or kind of weird, but despite all those, you know, flaws, it's always been one of my favorite games of all time. This was the title that really showed me that video games could tackle complex subject matter, and it ingrained in me how important storytelling was. So I had mixed feelings about Bloober Team doing a remake of a game that meant so much to me. I've been a big fan of their games in the past, but could they really do this classic game justice, or would the game lose some of what made it so special if they sanded off all those rough edges? If you're unfamiliar with the story, you play as James Sunderland, a man who is drawn to the town of Silent Hill after receiving a letter from his wife, Mary, saying that she's waiting for him in the town at their special place. The problem is, Mary got sick and passed away several years earlier. So who could have sent this letter? And is there some way that Mary could still be alive and in Silent Hill? When James gets to town, he finds it very different than he remembers, appearing to have been abandoned for a very long time. Windows are boarded up, the streets are empty, and massive sinkholes have devoured entire streets. James seems to be completely alone until he spots a shadowy figure moving in the dense fog that has now filled the streets. When he catches up to it, though, he finds a grotesque creature, twisted and faceless, that attacks him, vomiting this acidic bile. After killing it, it becomes clear that something evil has corrupted the town of Silent Hill, and James needs to try and find his wife as quickly as possible, if she is actually here. So, after the first couple of hours with the game, it became clear that this is an adaptation that is handled with a great respect for the source material. Bloober Team brought on two crucial contributors from the original game to help with this remake. Art director Masahiro Ito has returned to help guide the look of the game by doing concept art for like the locations and monster design. And the original composer, Akira Yamaoka, is back to create the soundtrack, meaning that this game both looks and sounds very true to the original. According to Bloober Team, the pair also helped by sharing a lot of the ideas behind the original vision for the game. What's most impressive, I think, is that they have managed to stay very faithful to the original game without just making a frame-by-frame remake. For instance, the game feels much better to play now. Instead of using mostly static camera angles like the original game, you play from an over-the-shoulder perspective, which allows you to move the camera around and fully explore the environments. And the combat still works in much the same way as the original, but it's improved now due to better controls and, again, being able to move that camera around and position yourself. And while it feels better, it still retains that slight clumsiness of the original game, which honestly helps reinforce the feeling that James isn't some, you know, soldier, and he is just barely managing to stay alive. And while early on everything feels very familiar, from the dialogue to even the cinematics, it's not long before you start to notice some of the differences. And it's subtle at first. You know, I found myself thinking, you know, was this here originally? Is this a little bit different than I remember? But the changes become more clear as the game goes on. Again, though, what Bloober has altered fits seamlessly into what you remember from 2001. They've just kind of gone through the game and added a little bit here and there to flesh things out a bit. As James continues to explore the town, he'll eventually come across others who have been drawn to Silent Hill for their own reasons. And while they're obviously not as menacing as the creatures who will jump out at you from the dark, it also seems unclear how much you should trust them. Everyone who's here seems to have some dark secret and could turn on you at any moment. And those creatures? Oh man, the original game was pretty damn scary, but this remake has cranked it up to the next level. From the faceless nurses who twitch and lurch down the hallways of the hospital towards you, to the things that are made up of random mannequin parts that are all stuck together. They're even more disturbing than they were before. And of course, Pyramid Head. Good Lord. He's going to be in my nightmares again for a while. Combine those creatures with the unsettling and brilliant soundtrack, and it creates a tension and a fear that will have you turning the lights on in the house while you play. I haven't quite made it to the end of the game yet. I'm 10 or so hours in, but from what I've played so far, Bloober Team seems to have done what I thought was impossible. They have taken what, for me, is one of my favorite games of all time, and they have managed to update it and change it in ways that make it even better. they didn't go into this trying to radically change the game that people loved before, but it's more like they made what the game would have been if it had originally come out in 2024. It was a fine line that they had to walk, but so far it seems like they did it masterfully. Whether this is your first visit to Silent Hill or you know the games by heart, this is the perfect game to play right before Halloween. Silent Hill 2 remains one of the most disturbing, frightening, and heartbreaking games of all time. It was a masterpiece in 2001, and it still is today. Because I apparently didn't get enough sushi while I was in Japan this past weekend, the family and I drove down to the Mall of America to hit up Kura Sushi. If you're unfamiliar with this chain, that's the place with the conveyor belt, and you just grab whichever piece of sushi catches your eye as it passes by. We've been there a few times before, and it's a fun time. Kids really like it. But we didn't go all the way to the Mall of America just because we were craving eel. No, we went there because Nintendo is currently having a promotion with the restaurant. Specifically, a Pikmin promotion. So the way it works is that each plate, you know, that comes down the line has, you know, one or two pieces of sushi on it. And when you're done, you slide the plate down this slot at the end of the table. And that keeps track of how much you've eaten and what to charge you. For every 15 plates of sushi that you eat, the little gacha machine that sits above the table will shoot out a little capsule at you. And for this promotion, it'll contain various little Pikmin items like a keychain or a pop socket. They also had some sort of shirt that they were giving away, but they were all out of it when I was there. That was a bummer. The really cool thing is that they also had three special Pikmin-themed dishes for you to try. There was a yellow Pikmin cheese Yamago, a blue Pikmin cheesecake, and a red Pikmin crunchy roll. And I tried them all. They were all pretty darn tasty, I gotta say. And, oh, you can also redeem some of your My Nintendo reward points to get a coupon for $10 off, which was cool. So if you have a Kura Sushi in your area, I think it's worth the drive. You know, the little trinket thing wasn't, like, amazing, but I will take any excuse to celebrate one of my favorite Nintendo series. Before we go this week, I'm sending out positive vibes to Jack Attack DX. Jack has been streaming retro games over at Twitch since 2019, where he'll be playing anything from Castlevania to Mega Man or whatever he's in the mood to play. He's also a mental health advocate, and every Monday has a stream devoted to discussing that. So, really, just a positive and entertaining channel to follow over on Twitch. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch new episodes of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. And if you like, you can follow me on Threads by searching for Midlife SideQuest. And make sure that you tune in to next week's special Halloween episode on Thursday, October 31st, for a show that is unlike any episode I've ever done before. It's gonna be something. I can't wait to share it with you. So, until next time, be well and happy gaming.